Hello and welcome to A Novel Podcast. I'm your host, Russell, and I'm not joined by any other co-hosts again this evening. I'm coming to you to talk to you today as an episode, and if you were paying attention, there hasn't been an episode in nearly 14, 16 months or some close to that area. And I wanted to give everyone a little heads up on why that was, and personally apologize to anybody. And I know we have a few loyal listeners. Not many, but we do have a few loyal listeners. So I wanted to apologize to any loyal listeners who felt like we had ghosted them. Because frankly, that's exactly what we did, and I do apologize. There were some circumstances, some things that came up, and totally blindsided me. I was not expecting this. And in addition to that, the stretch and pressures of putting on the podcast were seriously distracting from the fun. And again, I think the content of this podcast, while very entertaining if you have read the book, it's not the episodic type enjoyable content that people are looking for. So I'm coming to say several things, and it won't take very long. But I wanted to say I do apologize to everyone for ghosting you. I should have got on here and recorded this episode as soon as we realized that we were not going to be producing any more episodes for the foreseeable future. And number two, I did want to talk very briefly about the podcast in general, what may come in the future, what I would like to see, and just cast a net out there in case there is anybody who's looking for that. So I won't go into the gory details about what actually happened, but some things happened and changed in my life that were tumultuous. And it was more than I was able to handle in addition to the podcast. So I needed to set the podcast down. Now, the challenge with the podcast was, of course, we didn't have, as you noticed, loyal co-hosts. There was me in every episode, very frequently my wife, and then I had a few other notable names who'd come on from time to time, but really I was just desperate to get people together, and there was always the thing of, oh, I can't, or I can record on Tuesday, but then Tuesday afternoon, oh, I'm sorry, I can't record tonight. Something has come up. And that's reasonable. You know, everybody has busy lives, and I don't begrudge anyone. I'm very appreciative for everybody who was ever on the show with me, and I always had a lot of fun recording and putting this out for people. Reading the books and analyzing them was a tremendous amount of fun, and I really hope to do it again at some point in the future. Had the show gained some popularity, had it had more than just the handful of loyal listeners that I know existed, I may have considered doing something, something in the interim. But due to the extremely low fan base, and not fair to those of you who are fans, but due to the extremely low fan base, it was too easy for me to just say, well, you know what, I'm going to have to put this one on the back burner for a while. And I didn't expect it to be on the back burner for as long as it was. The way that things shook out was not what I was expecting. However, needless to say. So going forward, I would love to produce a podcast on the regular. I thoroughly enjoyed producing the podcast. The only thing that I really need is a co-host of some kind. If I can just get anyone out there who wants to produce a podcast about anything, ping me, reach out to me. I am happy to do most of the legwork involved. I'm happy to do all the research that needs to happen, all the back, supporting legwork that needs to go into it for producing a good episode, which is incredibly vague. But in order to produce a really good podcast episode, you have to do several things. Number one, you have to make sure your recording equipment is moderately good. It doesn't need to be great, but it needs to be moderately good. If you listen to the first three episodes that we had, that was me learning how to make this moderately good. Then you have to do the work to prepare yourself to speak on the topic. There are times, there are episodes, there are shows that I listen to that are good with people just speaking off the cuff. There are a few that I have enjoyed with that kind of speaking off the cuff, but not many. Most of the ones that I really enjoy and I really listen to regularly, a great deal of research and preparation is done by the presenters going into the episode. And, you know, in a novel podcast case, it's pretty easy. You read a book. you make some notes, you pop on Wikipedia at a time and research some, what do you call them, discussion questions, you know. It wasn't hard. It did take time, though. I mean, the amount of time it takes to read a book, plus the time it takes to take notes about it, plus another hour or so of research, it does take time. I'm happy to do that on whatever topic we wish to talk about. My passions are music, video games. I do like movies a lot, too. I do watch a bit of TV. Obviously, books. One thing I was thinking was maybe just changing the format of the show. Instead of focusing on one book, let's just get a couple of people who like to read books together and discuss what it is that we're reading this week. We'll keep it spoiler-free. We'll talk about those, maybe throw in a little bit of news, maybe shorten the format a little bit and do it a little more regularly, and then we can follow. Oh, you know, I picked up The Maze Runner. I never saw the movie, but it was in the, I found it in the bargain bin, so I'm reading this. And then a week later, oh, you know, I'm into it, and this, that, or the other. It's halfway through, and this is what I think is going to happen. And then you get to the end, and you say, well, you know what? Didn't turn out the way I expected, and I watched the movie, and the movie sucked. So you could follow us along episodically like that. But the common denominator that is missing there is I need to find someone who is interested in producing this. And it'd be great if we could get, like three or four people who can do this on the regular, so that every week we know we're going to have at least a couple of us doing this show. And if one person is on vacation, well, no big deal. We can record without them that week. That's been the big challenge. So actually, a lot of my time over the last year has been spent socializing and expanding my social circle and getting to know new folks you're doing all different kinds of things, joining some new clubs and some groups, doing a little bit more volunteering, lots of different things to try to expand my social circle, which was something that had shrunk and diminished for various reasons. Now, again, I am very sorry for ghosting everyone, and I've said that probably 8 or 10 times, and I'm sorry. Again, this has been completely unscripted. I'm just speaking totally off the cuff. At this point. And if you check out my YouTube channel, ANP Infotainment, ANP as in a novel podcast, Infotainment, again, don't have very many subscribers, but I'm fine with that because I just enjoy producing content. I do have a series there that I called Morning Commute where I just talk off the cuff about subjects that are just kind of on my brain. I've often thought also about producing that into a podcast. If I get even one person to say, oh, yes, I would love to see a podcast kind of like that, just, you know, random, like, bathroom-type thoughts or shower thoughts, I suppose is a better way to put it, philosophical ramblings of the mundane, the Seinfeldian-type analysis of the excruciating minutiae would be really cool. So those are my ideas. That is me telling you once again that I'm sorry for ghosting you. I would love to get this back off the ground. The episodes that are up are going to stay there. And, you know, if I read a book, maybe I'll record another episode too. If anybody out there wants to record an episode with me, just give me a shout. Twitter's the best way to get in touch with us at a novel podcast. And that's all I have to say. So again, sorry for ghosting you. I'm glad the episodes are still up there. I'm glad that people are still listening. And hopefully we'll hear from you again, or hopefully we will hear from you. And certainly at some point in the future, you will hear from me. So with that, farewell. And until next time, thanks for listening.